and Dave in the morning.
Welcome along to another Jay and Dave Breakfast Show podcast. Stuff that happened on the air and, of course, content from behind the scenes that you don't see or hear half the time, but that's okay.
That's probably a good thing.
Somebody said to me the other day that they can hear you coughing off the air and if you're okay health-wise.
Oh, I am. I just got to clear the throat a lot. I don't know what it is. The older I get, the worse it gets. And the doctor says, oh, it's just a little bit of phlegm in your throat. Yeah, I know that, but how do you fix it?
Because I should compile it from our recording system here in the studio. Because before we go to air, quite often you'll hear you going, sounds like turtles mating. Well, it does. That's what it sounds like. Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to compile it all and I'm going to bring it to the show.
It's nice to see you check out those videos all the time.
I didn't. I've seen it once.
It's scarred you for life, has it?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
What's going on with the weather, by the way, too?
Blue skies, grey skies. Blue skies, grey skies.
You cannot pick it lately.
It's just ridiculous. But the orange, mock orange tree that I have has bloomed. And it did last week. We had Janelle and Kamala say the same thing. Hers bloomed.
Yeah.
She said, rain is on the way. I said, well, let me just wait and see if that happens or not.
Yeah.
And it happened, Janelle.
And you saw a few black cockatoos flying past the window the other day too.
Six of them.
So that would have been 6 days because I think that's how it works, isn't it?
And the cockies and the sugarcane farmers in our region told me the same thing. They see black cockatoos and a lot of them say, yep, rain's on the way.
They swear by it, don't they?
Yep.
And it seems to be the case that it actually is true. Mm. I mean, we could go to the bomb radar at the top of Mount Bassett.
Well, but half the time it doesn't even know it's there.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
It's trying to work out what it is. Am I a golf club or am I a golf tee and a golf ball or am I a weather station?
It's potluck with that sort of stuff.
But I'd like to go inside and have a look inside that.
Oh, really? Hmm. Can you get right inside the big ball part?
I believe so.
That's a thing we could ask.
Hmm. How does it work? How do we get in? What do we do?
Yeah. Because it wouldn't be like a full-on radar like that. It'd have to be like the radar dish inside it. But you just can't see inside, can you?
I just imagine looking inside that thing and it would be like on Star Trek with all those screens everywhere. And even though it's not manned by anybody, it's all computerized.
So you're going to sit in the chair and go, engage.
Spock, Dr. Spock, come in, Dr. Spock. Is that his name?
Yes.
Did you know old mate from, what's his name? William Shatner.
Yeah.
He's 90-something.
I wouldn't be surprised. Captain Kirk, the original captain of the Enterprise.
Siri, hang on, where's the mic? Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
How old is William Shatner?
William Shatner is 93 years old.
93.
Wow. He has actually gone into space, by the way, too. Oh, on one of those Russian things. That take up the tourists.
Yeah, but that goes up, and then once you hit that the atmosphere, then you come back down again. You're hardly up there for long enough, are you?
Oh, I think it's about 15 to 20 minutes or something like that where you can free float.
When do we start to see the launches from Bowen?
I think that's in May. It's very close. I know that because they've done all the testing, and they did say that it's coming up very, very soon for the first launch of the first rocket. Anyway,
well, I want to be there for that. How do we get involved in that? What do?
Bribes. I think that's about the only way. Yeah. Mm. Although you can just sit on the hill.
I've never been good at bribing. Even as a kid, you know, when your parents are like, "Oh, if you do this, I'll do this." I did notice though, your turn to clean the kitchen here at the radio station.
Yeah, and I did start it today.
But have you bribed anyone to help you?
No.
Bullshit.
No, I haven't.
Bullshit.
No, I have not.
That's BS.
That is not BS.
Because even the boss had said to me that we all have to help Dave out. Like, why? Why do we? Did anyone help me out when I had to clean the kitchen?
Well, I don't believe that for a second.
It's true.
It is not true. And
no, there's an email that came out about it yesterday saying we all have to pitch in to help Dave.
Where's this email?
Check it now. Have a look. Read it out for everybody listening at home.
I have not got an email.
From Rebecca.
Rebecca, the only one I got from Beck is about the RIN breakfast.
Yesterday?
Yes, yesterday. That's the only one.
Oh, how embarrassing that she even sent it to all staff instead of you, so she doesn't think you're capable of cleaning the kitchen by
She
herself.
Said Shaq is away today, and she's going to do some stuff. That's
okay.
This two is of what, them. That's
this is,
it.
This is what she says yesterday. Where is this now? There was one here. I must have deleted it because it wasn't important.
No. To my credit, I do clean up the kitchen when it's my turn.
I clean up the kitchen when it's not my turn.
Well, good for you, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. But I do it.
Anyway.
I do it after the show, clean up the dishwasher. But by half the time, it's already done.
Oh, I've just had confirmation that filming our TV commercial is now Monday next week.
Okay.
Just so you're aware of that at home. So anyway, no.
The stuff that we talk about, honestly.
Well, this is what it's supposed to be, is behind-the-scenes stuff. Now, I'm trying to find this email. I'm going to search for kitchen in the email. Hang on.
While you do that, I'm going to go get Beck and bring her in here.
Bring her in here.
Okay.
And make it fast.
Okay.
Because I do want to see Dave. Because Dave, now that he's gone, I'll tell you this. Dave is the most untidy person ever. Like, I'm telling you now, the guy will come to work and he'll have on his desk. Okay, here he comes. Is she coming?
Away.
Hey?
She's on her way.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you tell her? Did you give her a heads up?
No, I didn't give her a heads up at all.
Because what I feel like, and she's probably not going to walk in here because the red light is on.
Okay, well, I'll hold the door open.
Okay. Yeah, she's not coming in. Come in.
No, she's coming in.
We're giving her the wave in. All right. Now, we need you to, we're live on our podcast. Who is that? Who's on your phone?
You know
is that
what?
Big
I'm
boss?
I'm trying to organise a television commercial for you guys.
Oh, so sorry.
I was literally on the phone. We were working out, you know, because you got to get the, we're going to do everything, the Mackay and Witt Sundays, right?
For your podcast.
Yeah? So we're trying to get the weather postcard perfect for you.
And this week is not that week.
So it was supposed to be yesterday. Then it was supposed to be today. But maybe Monday.
Yep.
Maybe a green screen.
That's fine. No, you want the real thing.
You want the real thing.
Now, I've brought you in for something.
Oh gosh. I've not even been prepped for this.
I know, this is the best thing about it. This is our podcast, so we're pretty loose on the podcast anyway.
Yes, loose.
So
yeah, good word.
So did you not send an email to everybody yesterday? Dave says that he didn't see it about us helping him in the kitchen.
Yeah, because Dave doesn't use Teams.
Told you.
No, that's on Teams, right. Yeah. No, that just plays up with my phone all the time.
Told you.
So you know
we're
what?
We're all helping you now. We're all helping you in the kitchen.
Hang on a second. No.
Because he's not capable to clean it himself.
Shush. Okay, shush. Last time I did it myself, because Jacob and I, who's no longer here with us, he was meant to help out and he didn't.
Well, look, for everyone playing at home, we have a kitchen roster because otherwise our office ends up being a bunch of mucky pups.
But a lot of offices do that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so this week Dave was on with someone that's no longer here. So I did. Mm. I sent out the Teams message. Yeah. I said,
I didn't get it.
Dave is on kitchen duty by himself. So everyone pitch in. And you know what? Boss Beck even kickstarted it by emptying the dishwasher for you.
But you missed an important part of that message. I'll read it here. It says, everybody, Dave is on kitchen duty this week. He's incapable of cleaning his own kitchen at home, so you have to help him out. That's what she said.
How do you know?
He believes anything I say.
You are so colourful.
Oh, my God.
You both suck.
All right.
Could you imagine it? Straight up HR.
Yeah.
They call us every day anyway, so what are we talking about?
Beck is judging me on my hygiene at home.
Hey, if you missed our podcast or the show, I should say, here's the rest of what you've missed on the show. Got to say hello to Pauline this morning.
G'day, Pauline.
Pauline, I ran into yesterday.
Yeah.
I was doing a little bit of shopping, and she is currently recovering from a leg surgery.
Oh, okay.
And she said that we're keeping her company until she is back on her feet. Pardon the pun. in the next coming weeks. But she just said that she didn't realise how, and we've said this a lot on the show over the years, how important radio is, local radio is, when it comes to connecting with our audience and, you know, being there for their time. We didn't know that Pauline's going through an operation until she brought that up.
Is she okay, first off?
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But which is lovely to hear. But it reminded me of the last day of us working before we went on the Easter break.
Yeah, sure.
We went into Dollars and Cents to buy some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I went back there the next day to buy some more coffee candy because I ate the whole container beforehand.
Just that went quick.
It was so quick, so quick. And that's when I ran into a lovely lady. Now, I have to apologise. I didn't get her name.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't get her name.
Okay.
But she was the wife of the man who won $5,000 on our show in 2021. It was a $5,000 pressure test.
I do remember that. Yes, he was ecstatic.
His name was David, and he wanted to spend the money to go and swim with the sharks in South Australia. This is the moment he won back in 2021.
$5,000.
Oh, you're kidding.
You're going to dive with sharks.
Thank you. Really is a Steve Bradbury.
Yes, it is. It is a Steve. I remember that day beautifully, right?
That was emotional for everyone, really. $5,000 changes your life.
Well, so David and his wife, the lady that I had met at Dollars and Cents, they did go to South Australia, swam with the sharks. But his wife was telling me that David had passed away 12 months after their trip to South Australia. So we were standing in Dollars and Cents on Victoria Street.
Yeah.
And she was saying, oh, look, we went there. We had the time of our lives. He was going to take a photo of you and Dave, laminate it, take it down into the shark cage with him and blah, blah. Like, it was just this whole thing. And she said he was just so excited and you gave him that cash. And I said, well, we didn't give it to him. He won that cash.
Yeah, he deserved it. He answered all the questions.
And I could see the tears welling in her eyes. And I just felt obligated to give this lady a hug in the middle of Dollars and Cents, and she said thank you and for taking the time out. But I think it just reiterated meeting that lady.
Yeah.
And I forgot her name. I don't even think she told me, to be honest. But meeting her and Pauline yesterday, just in the space of a couple of weeks, just made me go, yes, this is an important job to have a connection with your audience.
Well, you're human. You know, you have a lot of empathy for a lot of people, not just your family and friends, but everyone in general.
Mm.
And that's definitely a great trait to have.
Yeah, and she was so lovely too. So just, Pauline, if you're listening this morning, I know you are, because you said you can't do much else around the house, is what you told me yesterday, because you're on crutches at the moment. So I hope the recovery is speedy. And to anybody else who's listening at the moment, maybe in a hospital bed or just recovering from something or just not feeling so okay at the moment, I'm glad that you're with us.
It's only a few words can change someone's life.
100% it can. All right, 14 away from 6. I'll lift it up from here, I promise. But it was just an important story I think needed to be told.
No, that was a really nice story. It was a really nice... I mean, it was teary.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice story.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge J. Roll out the gavel.
Oh, the gavel's been in my hand the whole time.
Well, roll out the wig.
The wig's been in my hand the whole time. it's the way we say things.
It is back.
It's the way you say it.
What? Wait, how do I say it? I'm not saying anything incorrect there, am I?
Get your gavel out.
Yeah, well, I didn't say that. You did.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds disgusting.
So we get the cases sent in to us. jandave@triplem.com.au, and we make a judgment on those cases.
Some really good ones. Three of them, as a matter of fact, all by you.
Okay, case number one, please.
My ex-husband screams poor and has no money. He told the kids he couldn't afford tickets to the circus at the showground, but I have since seen photos of him and his new squeeze and their kids. This is not cool. What do you think about this? Angry from Andergrove.
What, they've seen him at the circus?
Well, they've seen the photos. So, obviously, social media. They're still friends on Facebook. I don't know. This is a tough one.
Stuff the ex-husband. Who's this? Angry.
Angry in Andergrove.
Angry, if you call us, I don't know what your actual name is, but if you call us, we'll give you tickets to go to the circus with the kids.
Well, that's very nice of
you.
Yeah, that's nice.
he told his kids he couldn't afford it, yet he goes to the circus with his... Although, I mean, still call and we'll give you tickets, but...
Yeah.
Although, maybe the new girlfriend paid.
That could be a possibility.
I don't know. I mean, we're only hearing one part of the story, I feel.
I mean, it is her kids, the new squeeze, right?
That's baloney, sir! I mean, it's not Judge Jay unless we throw one of those out each episode.
That's true.
Caller, angry in Andgrove, call us. 133-53, we'll send you off to the circus on us.
Okay, next case. Okay. How does my neighbour think I'm going to feel when they cut down my tree, which has since died? They say I'm overreacting. What does that... who does that without asking the neighbours? That's Lindell in East Mackay. Lindell, I'm going through the same thing.
Are you?
Yeah, the next door neighbour, his tree, it's like all the branches are over our side on the driveway.
Well, can't you just cut off those branches?
We were going to look at that, but the actual tree trunk itself is actually pushing over our fence now.
Because my neighbour, I like my neighbours, but their trees were over my fence. And
sure.
It was those palm frond things.
Yeah.
And they would always fall over and people were like, just throw it back in their yard. I'm like, no, it takes me 2 seconds to fold it and put it in my own bin. I'm not that petty. I don't do that.
Sometimes you are. But I understand it. It does get frustrating.
And what does she say, though? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. How does my neighbour think I'm going to feel when they cut down my tree, which has since died?
They cut down my tree and it's died?
Yes.
Well, of course it's going to die if they've cut it.
Well, yeah, they're saying that she's overreacting. But she didn't ask her. Like, the neighbour didn't ask Lindell.
Oh, just get over it. It's less for you to clean up. Next case, please.
Wow. Okay. Harsh Judge Jay today. Our friend spends so much time on social media, but tells us she has no time to hang out yet, complains that she's not invited to anything. How do I combat this? We listen to Judge Jay segment each week. Doubt ours will make it on. Rochelle in Plainlands, it did make it on.
Here it is. So I feel like this has been written by me, this one. Because I don't go out to a lot of events and then people say, oh, this is why we don't invite you. Can you tell I'm not really that sad, though? I don't mind if I'm not invited to your events.
Now, see, this is the difference here, because she's complaining that she's not invited to anything.
I would say set up, if you're having an event, you just set up one of those event pages.
Yeah.
Add them on that via social media, because they're always on social media, so you can tag them into that event. At least you can't say you didn't invite them, and if they didn't turn up, well, that's their own fault.
Judge Jay, that is ingenious.
That's why I'm on the big bucks, baby. Well, I'm not lying, right? It's true. It's got a case for us, by the way. Email.
The people are real.
The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Jay.
Email jay@triplem.com.au.
That last one was a good one. That was actually really good, that advice there.
Yeah.
Second one was a bit tough.
Well, this is what happens. And after the court and the gavel has fallen, you don't question Judge Jay's decisions.
No, you can't go to the Supreme Court with this one. I'm sorry.
I'm higher than the Supreme Court.
The Foley Shield Carnival, it's on in Mackay this year, all over the May Day long weekend, the 4th, the 5th, and the Monday, the 6th there as well. Was lucky enough to get down to the junior grounds last night and catch up with the head coach for the Foley Shield team, Tom Heggie. He wasn't really giving much away, though, on the night. Tried to get it out of him.
How's it looking? Is it looking good?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. So we're really excited about playing in front of our home crowd in a couple of weeks' time. So, mate, the squad's in good shape, you know. So a lot of players are in really good form, which is good. We feel like we've got a real mix of youth and experience. So, mate, it's really exciting. We're all looking forward to it.
Have you kind of got an idea who's going to play?
Not really, mate. Not really. So, you know, look, we've thought right from the start, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to it in terms of suspensions and injuries and guys required in the cup side here in Mackay. So, mate, the squad's healthy, you know. So, mate, we'll have a couple of tough decisions to make next week. But, I mean, that's all part of it.
Good on you, mate. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Now, if I was to judge on that, because I'm Judge Jay, I would say, Tom, you gave us nothing. Nothing! You should have been on Judge Jay this morning.
I was even trying to get it out of him off the record while watching the schoolgirls competition, which were running last night as well. Nothing. Absolutely zip.
See, that's a good sign of a good leader.
Very much so.
Cards held close to the chest.
Yes.
Until you need to reveal that information.
Mm.
Nothing is said.
He did say the crowd is going to be a factor in the match as well, being a home ground advantage. So we want everyone there on the 4th to watch the boys at BB Prince Stadium, but also across the long weekend too.